Shirin Ebadi listed numerous violations on human rights in her homeland, including Iran's ranking as the top executioner in the world of minors, its unknown number of political prisoners, the strict implementation of Islamic punishments such as chopping off the hands of thieves, and the frequent use of the death penalty. Ebadi is heard here through a translator.
And when the government executes people, not even the corpse are returned to the family, or the place of burial is informed.
She said human rights defenders do not want to see a military strike on Iran or further economic sanctions, but they support targeted sanctions such as travel bans and asset freezes on the authorities responsible for these human rights violations.
Let's make the world smaller for violators of human rights. Now that it's not possible to apply justice in Iran, let's apply it in other countries.
On the much-publicized case of Sakineh Mohammadi Ashtiani, the 43-year-old woman convicted of adultery and sentenced to death by stoning, Ebadi said her case is not unique.
There are other prisoners who are awaiting their turn for stoning. So we have to work on saving them as well. Therefore, we have to convert the campaign for Sakineh into a campaign against stoning.
Shirin Ebadi won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2003 for her work as a lawyer and human rights activist in Iran. She was speaking Tuesday at a news conference organized by the International Federation for Human Rights. The group says last year Iran executed at least 338 persons, but cautions the real number is likely much higher since many executions are done in secret. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, The United Nations.